Hello guys, welcome to Que Putas. We're questioning everything with no filter. Today, we're just gonna get right into it with our quote.
I wonder what that transition is, because we always struggle here. It's like, hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question.
You say hi, then you start your shit.
It's like, today's quote is
You know something? Apparently, it's an ADHD thing to interrupt people.
Is it really? Because
I just interrupted you. It's an ADHD thing.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's not that I'm not following, but I'm kind of in my own world and things are coming to me, so I'm just like, blah, 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 you know? But it's like, hold up, I was finishing my thought, you know?
Yeah.
Because I kind of interrupted your thought.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care.
But like, low-key, I interrupted yours, though.
We literally nobody finishes a thought on this podcast.
Honestly.
We live interrupting and derailing and
like
we never
what
end.
What I need to do and just like make it a habit, like, I should always have like a sticky note or like a pen and pencil with me, like always, because what kills me is
to
if
go back.
Like, just because the thing is, like, we're talking, you're saying something, it's like, oh, whatever, and you're, oh, yeah, and I bought a cup, and I was like, oh, shit, like, cup, it's like, and I don't know, just, like, for some reason, I was like, oh, I want to tell you, because I'm going to buy matching mugs for so-and-so occasion, whatever, and instead of, like, interrupting you in this moment so that you don't lose your train of thought, like, I should just write, like, oh, matching mugs for wedding, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
and just, like, have that there, and then once you finish your entire story, like, I'm probably going to have, like, 5 or 6 things that I need to mention,
mm-hmm.
so that way, like, I can just touch them,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a way of addressing my ADD, because me just, like, not saying, it's like, oh, you just reminded me of the mugs, and, like, not saying it is gonna, like, kill me.
It's killing me right now, because you said wedding. That girl at Ulta was getting married.
I heard! Yeah, because we went to Ulta today, because I ran out of my shampoo and my conditioner, and I used the Paul Mitchell.
I guess if you want to share that.
Well, I mean, just for fun. Like, if you guys want to donate.
yeah, I ended up. I literally.
Amazon wish list.
I went there to accompany her and I spent $75.
I spent $80.
Right, but you went there to buy something.
I didn't.
I went there to accompany you.
I know. But whatchamacallit. So,
yeah, she's getting married.
She was
That's
like,
such
I'm
a
getting
foreign
married
concept
in 2 days.
Me.
So I need makeup.
Yeah.
That's another thing. It's like for the moment that I decide if actually I'm not even going to say like wedding. For any kind of special occasion where I want to wear makeup
and like do
I mean?
It well
and do it well.
I can't.
I don't know how to do my makeup properly for said occasion.
That's why I'm waiting for that what is it? Bad Apple? That one apparently amazing
that they literally sell at Ulta that they didn't have your shade.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah. Once mm-hmm. they have it, I'm gonna buy it because I have a primer that has been said to be a really good one. It's the Milk Hydra Grip.
Yeah, the one I got for your birthday last year.
Thank you. Yes, and I want that foundation that's apparently really good. I have a really good concealer dupe.
Okay.
And apart from that, I mean, just like bronzer and shit. Like I have something like light and stupid, and I have
mm-hmm.
a pretty good mascara. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I want a couple good like. Products that people say, oh, it'll last, and blah, 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 and then I'll be able to do my makeup properly.
But, like,
you know what
it,
I mean?
It actually takes skill to, like, actually do it, though.
Not really. Not if you have
good
products that are help. If you have good products, they help the process, because, of course, you have to know what you're doing, but the thing is, we do know what we're doing. We just don't have
Sometimes
good
I look
products
at some
to execute
pictures
it.
Of myself from, like, 1 or 2... Like, I literally think I started wearing makeup... Actually,
mm-hmm.
like a year ago, maybe
when we started.
For real,
the thing is,
and I used to go out.
The problem was that I personally gave up on using colors. I can't do it. They don't blend properly.
Agreed.
They drown me out. So I just do natural.
My bronzer is literally my eyeshadow. I literally contour with it and then like just do
when
my
I
eyes.
Feel bold, I get a little bit darker of a brown.
Oh, yeah? When I feel bold, I get, like, the inner corner, like, you know, and just
put
a little
a
bit
color.
Of color there.
Yeah.
But sometimes I do it wrong, and
mm-hmm.
it's, like, it's too much, and I'm like, no! Backspace! Oh, no!
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I have to do natural
like
makeup. But doing foundation and doing, like, contour, we can
do
that.
I do foundation. I do the BB cream.
Exactly. But that's why I want a good foundation, for when we want to look, like, photoshopped, we have it.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's why
I mean,
I'm waiting
yeah.
for that. I'm not
going to
get anything else, because any others, because people say that the Maybelline Fit Me something is really great. I own
yeah.
that one.
What is that? Foundation?
Maybelline? Yeah,
oh,
the
okay.
Maybelline foundation. That people say it's great, and I'm just like, bitch, where? But people are dying all over TikTok for that one dry one, so
mm-hmm.
I'm going to get that. And it better be fucking amazing, because if it's not, I'm going to be pissed.
I really hope
we
so.
We drifted. She was married, we interrupt each other, ADD, drifting.
No, just the thing is, I find it crazy how... oh, literally, like, people are, like, getting married, or people are, like,
that's such dating, a foreign concept to me.
Or people are, like, buying a she car right now.
She's pretty young.
Or somebody's about, like, they're about to give birth, or somebody just got pregnant.
Sonder.
Or, Sonder?
Sonder.
Is the baby's name?
No, the concept that other people are living going through.
Other lives?
Are living their lives, and you have no idea about them.
Yeah.
That's
it's
that kinda, concept.
It's kind of crazy, and
it's
actually,
it's insane to me. When I first read that, I felt like crying.
Aww.
Because it's insane.
Literally, everybody in the world is living their own separate life.
Completely distinct.
And I have no idea. And I think I'm the center of the universe, which I am, but like, you know.
I'm the center of my universe. I'm tired of people saying, it's like, oh, you're not that important. Yes, I am.
It's like, honey, have you met me? I'm very important.
I'm as important as it fucking gets.
Honestly.
That's another topic I wanted to touch. But we'll kind of touch it with the quote. So let's read the quote first.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do the quote before we drift farther.
I chose the quote today. I actually liked it. Because that's something that I feel like in my life, because I feel as though when going through your 20s or like early 30s or just going through your 30s point blank, it's like you learn a lot of things, but it's more like, I know if I were to try to tell 10-year-old, 15-year-old, 20-year-old me, like, a bunch of stuff, like, I wouldn't have listened.
Mm-hmm.
Versus right now, I feel as though I'm in a mental space where it's, like, I'm more open to concepts. I'm not saying I can, like, Bible everything. I'm not saying, hey, it's, like, live your best life. Like, nobody gives a shit. It's, like, I'm still embarrassed to go out. Sometimes I still get anxiety. You know, sometimes I don't want to wear literally what I want to wear because I feel like people will watch or, like, I'll be uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not living in my ultimate form because of external judgment, and I know that. But even though I know that nobody gives a shit, like, it's still a limiting factor. Like, you know, dude, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
But at least I'm aware of the fact that it's, like, I should be living my best life regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna get to something. Well, more like, the thing is, I want to speak to somebody who's, like, 80, 90, 100 years old. And I want to know what their advice is. You know what I mean?
Why?
As in, it's like, what is something that you wish you knew when you were 20? Or something that you wish you knew when you were 30 or 40 or 50? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just to see, I mean, then again, I mean, I don't know if I would listen to anybody if I didn't properly experience it, but I don't know. Okay, but sorry, I drifted again. Go ahead, read your quote.
Well,
I don't know if you understood what I was trying to say.
I did.
Yeah. You're just not going to comment. I see you.
Ready? Let me read the quote. When you're 20, you care what everyone thinks. When you're 40, you stop caring what everyone thinks. When you're 60, you realize no one was ever thinking about you in the first place. Winston Churchill.
Ooh. Mr. Churchill.
So why did you feel so gravitated towards this quote?
Oh.
Oh, attracted to
are
this
we gonna
quote?
Are we going to put it towards... Are we going to... Fine, put all the pressure on me. No, just, that's the thing where it's like, when, do I have to turn 60 to realize that honestly nobody gives a shit?
No, because you know it now.
I do. But do I?
You do.
I guess I know it. It's just in terms of, like, putting it out there.
No, that's something, and that's where I wanted to go with this. It's that we were literally talking about it the other day where it's like, oh my God, you know, we lack self-love, we lack self-esteem, we lack self-worth.
I feel like don't lump self-love in there quite just yet.
It's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
They're not all the same.
I feel like self-respect, self-esteem, and self-worth are the ones that we're
self-love.
Focusing on. Yeah?
Okay. We have all of those things. Because if you didn't love yourself, you wouldn't have esteem, you wouldn't have worth, and you wouldn't have respect.
True.
So, literally, self-love is those three.
Yeah.
So, that's the thing. I was talking about, like, yeah, like, you know, I don't have self-respect. I don't have self-love. I don't have self-esteem. I don't understand my worth as a person.
We've been constantly saying that that's something that we need to work on. We need to work on our self-esteem, on our confidence, on all that.
The thing is, I'm going to continue working on it.
Agreed.
But, of course, I have those things. Of course I do.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the shit out of myself. I know that I'm worth... The thing is, what I tell myself is that I'm not my type. And that's fine. I'm not my type.
Negative self-talk.
I know it's negative self-talk, but just because I'm not my type does not mean that I'm going to allow people to walk all over me, does not mean that I don't deserve respect, and does not mean that I'm not attractive and worthy of love and shit. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So just because I'm not crazy about myself sometimes doesn't mean that other people can't be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I'm tired of sitting here and degrading myself because it's actually really hard because I've noticed that most of my issues are middle child syndrome. Yeah. The other day when we were talking, the reason that I'm not so difficult, that I'm super easy for my parents, is not because my older sibling was difficult. Is because I was sure that if I was as difficult as my older sibling, that they would have given up on me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I convinced myself that they didn't love me enough to go through the same shit that they were going through with my older sibling. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't to lessen it and it's like, oh, let me make it easier for them. Because I also had shit, but I was willing to swallow it and not care about my feelings because making sure that they didn't hate me was more important. Does that make sense?
Damn, babe.
That's the thing. Hella middle child syndrome. And I'm the youngest. Mm-hmm. So I'm confused on as to why I have middle child syndrome. But I fucking do. I was always, like, overlooked. And that's the thing. Because my self-esteem was fine. But my self-worth, I did not have any. I was like, unless I am exactly what these people want me to be, I'm not worthy. But I wasn't willing to be anything other than myself. So I just convinced myself that I'm not worth being with people, and I was always alone. Does that make sense? Because I wasn't going to change to be what they wanted, but I understood that I'm not worth it.
Oh, my God.
So that's where I was, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit here and cry. I'm chilling because that, I'm not going to cry about it because that was my old mentality. My old mentality was like, I'm a waste of space. Nobody cares. Let me just go through the motions and eventually I'll die. And it's like, hold up. No. Who the fuck told me that shit?
Death was the only escape.
It really was.
Well, damn.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's the thing. But it's like, no. No. And the thing is, it hurt how much my circumstances reinforced my beliefs. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, of course, nobody wanted to be my friend. Of course, my parents were the way they were. You know, everything was reinforcing it. But I don't give a fuck because I know that that's not true.
Did I at least break that chain?
Bro, of course you did. You were the only friend. But at the same time, it was hard in the beginning to trust this friendship, entre comillas, because this friendship has existed for so long. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you kind of it's like, oh, it's what always existed. Like, if you saw somebody else, you'd probably leave for somebody else.
Exactly. But because we have so much time together, like, we would never leave each other. Do you know what I mean?
No, babe. You like, were literally
so... That's the thing. For a while, I was insecure because it was just the comfort of we've always had each other. Mm-hmm. I know it's not that. I know.
It's really not.
I know. But in the beginning, I was like, yeah, and once you find someone who's actually a really good friend, you'll leave.
That
no,
used to
bitch.
Hurt me so much.
Well, it used to hurt me, too.
I can imagine. Yeah, it probably hurt you more, but
those,
I was like,
those were
yeah.
my insecurities. My insecurities were offending you? How cute.
Shut up.
No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, like, that was my stance. Where was I going with this? Oh, moral of the story. I do have self-worth now. Mm-hmm. I do have self-esteem. I do have self-respect. I know that I'm a fucking queen, and anybody would be lucky to get with this fat ass. Hey. Nobody wants to get with this fat ass? Okay, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to get with anybody else either because right now they're all fucking children. Honestly. I'm waiting for them to be grown-ass adults because I refuse to get with someone older.
I was going to say, I'm so conflicted because I'm literally where you're at right now because I refuse to get with somebody massively older than I am, but everyone my same age right now is still a child.
A child.
Boys need to be in their early to mid-30s.
Late 20s, girl. Don't make me wait that long.
Oh, damn. Well,
no, but do you know? I mean, but agreed. Yeah. But agreed. Like, agreed. Because right now they are children. And children want to play games. Honestly. And the things, let me tell you, I want to play games too.
But not like that.
But not like that. So, no.
I want to play Stratego.
Mm-hmm. I want to beat everybody's ass at Stratego.
Let's play some Taco Cat goat cheese pizza.
Exactly. Let's play them games. Let's play that. Yes. Some drinking games. I fuck with that too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah. But where were we going with this? Okay, well, yeah. So that was the quote.
No,
self-esteem,
I feel
self-worth, we have it. Because the thing is, I won't let anyone treat me or talk to me
the way
I talk to myself.
Agreed.
The only person who's allowed to do that, and barely, is me. Mm-hmm. So I have self-respect because I will let nobody treat me badly. No. You treat me a little bit badly, I will cut you out. I don't care if you're kin, I don't care if you're blood,
I don't care if I've known you
my entire life. Bye.
I feel like as though the circumstance that we have right now, because right now we're going through kind of a transition where we're cutting out somebody who is, like, really toxic for us, mm-hmm. but, like, very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel as though this is literally the ultimate, like, look how much we actually respect ourselves. look at how much we actually love ourselves because we're willing to cut out this really important person.
And it hurts. Because it hurts.
It really does.
And no one said it was going to be easy.
No.
But is it necessary? Is it important? Yes.
Because we love ourselves. Because we respect ourselves. I love myself. Because we know we are worth more. We know that the way we were being treated was not sufficient.
So, do you have self-love?
I do.
Of course you do. Do you struggle with other aspects of self-love? Of course, because it's always going to be an uphill battle.
And
there isn't going to be a point ever where you're like, I love myself. You're always going to be unsatisfied with something. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you will hold yourself up to that standard regardless of how you feel about yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's up and down. Some days you feel great, some days not so much. But you will never let anybody degrade you. That's self-love.
Yeah.
Done.
Bible. Honestly.
Facts, no printer.
Honestly.
Ready? So, do you want to do tarot reading now?
Yes.
Because that was kind of a setting into...
Because every third podcast, we do a tarot reading.
Tarot.
Let's do
I don't know why tarot readings piss me off.
I don't know why either, and it sucks.
You know something? I actually like my tarot deck. I don't like yours.
Do you okay. Racism. This... but...
This deck pisses me off.
Why?
I don't know.
You're so annoying.
I know.
Because the thing is, what's so annoying about... Then we can use your tarot deck.
Maybe next time we will.
Because I literally... The only reason I even bought... Because I know that. And before I bought this tarot deck, I knew that you weren't a big fan of it. And the thing is, the only reason I was like, oh, okay, I'll buy it, is because I was like, oh, because you supported me. You were like, oh, yeah, that sounds awesome. And I'm like, yay, babe,
it did
wants
sound
one.
Awesome. So and I bought one for myself. I did want one.
Then let's literally use your tarot deck next time.
I don't know why.
Okay, ready? We got two cards. This is for the person listening, a message from the universe. That's technically what I always ask for. We got two cups. So let's see. We got the Ace of Cups and we got the Ten of Cups. Let me go to the cups.
Wow, lots of fishies.
Okay, ready? So Ace of Cups. Describe the Ace of Cups first.
Okay, it's four gold fishies swimming over a cup. There's like little pixies and then there's a whole bunch of little like guppy fish at the bottom. So go ahead.
Okay, so then the Ace of Cups is the first stirring of emotion, compassion, love, intimacy, and attunement. Attunement. Okay, so I'm seeing here that like you're about to make a connection. Like you're realizing that either you have feelings. I am getting more of a romantic feeling, but it doesn't necessarily have to be romantic. I am visualizing a kind of romantic partner, but it could just be some kind of, like, friendship, something stirring.
I'm seeing platonic,
you're seeing
not
platonic?
Romantic.
Okay, so based off of the card, you're seeing platonic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, just, like, a new relationship is forming, a new, like, common ground of feelings. Like, these feelings that you have of friendship, of companionship towards this person, the person is sharing with you. So I don't know if that's, like... Act on it. Claim them as your best friend. Don't let anybody else take them. I feel like that's what I did with you. Like, I peed on you and marked you.
Shut the fuck up, you weirdo.
No.
People are going to believe you peed on me.
They should.
They shouldn't. She did not pee on me.
It's okay. You bathed right after.
I'm
just kidding.
No,
that didn't
stop putting weird ideas in these people's minds.
Okay, I'm weird. Okay. It's not, never mind. It's not like you didn't ask me to pee on you.
Okay, enough. Enough with this rabbit hole.
I'm just
shit
kidding.
You're
it's like, no, I didn't shit on you. It was pee.
Can you read the card?
And then there's the Ten of Cups. The Ten of Cups is the final attainment of serenity and peace. Success and happiness have been granted at last. An all-encompassing emotional contentment. Okay, so you're reaching the end of something. You're like, a project
this
is coming to end. Oh, romantical?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. You're in the midst of breaking up with someone. You're leaving a relationship and starting a new one. It doesn't necessarily have to be the same, but there is... One relationship is coming to an end, and another one is starting to fruition. It's not necessarily one to replace the other.
It's just happening simultaneously.
It's happening simultaneously, where somebody is becoming...
Fill the void!
Someone is becoming closer to you, and somebody is opening up to you in a way that you are accepting in your life, and somebody is leaving your life.
Good. Cut that toxicity. Dump his ass.
Why do I feel like this is my reading?
Dump his ass. Oh, did you forget to ask for our readers? Which new relationship is coming?
I don't know.
Oh.
Apparently we have a new relationship.
Ooh la la.
Okay, so that was, no, I'm pretty sure, I mean, I was putting out to the universe, to asking questions for our listeners, so if you hear it, it's meant for you.
So, cut his ass out your life.
Yeah, honestly.
Dump his ass.
Then, okay, ready? Today, what did we want to talk about today?
Okay, today we're finally going to discuss the trip we took to Illinois.
Yes.
Specifically, Chicago, Illinois.
We visited Chicago because it's the big city.
Oh, yeah, we actually stayed in Lake Zurich.
Yeah, it was actually really nice. I actually liked
such
that.
Such a pretty little town.
Yeah, they had, like, it. A Dairy Queen, so, like, you know it's
you
fancy.
You know it's good if
you
they
know
have
it's
a Dairy
good quality.
Queen.
They literally had a Dairy Queen right next to the hotel.
They really did. You just popped off at the Dairy Queen. You, like, could walk.
The fact they that they were that close, it, like, upsets me that we didn't go more often.
Also, literally right next to the hotel, there was also this sushi place called Sushi Kushi
For
You. Oh
my god, if you guys live
in Illinois,
like, okay, first of all, preface, you need to like sushi, you need to like seafood, let's start there. If you are obsessed with sushi, which I find it crazy, it's like a community of people, like, either hate sushi or you're obsessed with it.
And there really isn't
there
any,
is
like,
no middle ground.
Oh, sushi's
like,
okay.
Oh, I like sushi, but I'd prefer burgers.
You'd either
it's
murder
like,
someone for sushi,
either,
or you'd kill yourself and not eat it.
That's the thing. It's like, you either hate it and it's like, ugh, it's nasty, or you're like, sushi is literally the greatest creation ever.
Honestly. And
so
we
are
on the side of
greatest creation
I would
ever.
Murder someone
I,
to eat sushi.
I literally, I would eat sushi every day, all 5 meals.
I don't care how many parasites grow in my stomach.
I don't care.
I will
eat
that
raw
fish.
Shit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We were almost there.
Yeah, so the thing is, I didn't realize it was going to be that kind of moment. If not, I would have flowed, but I was just kind of like, mm-hmm. going with the words.
I will eat that raw shit. No fucking
no,
questions
honestly.
Asked.
So yeah, obsessed with sushi. So
obsession.
If you live in Illinois,
mm-hmm. and you're near-ish like Zurich...
Even
if you're not close, bitch, drive.
Even if you're not, the thing is, they're so amazing. It's literally called Sushi Kushi For You.
Mm-hmm.
Sushi Kushi For
Sushi
You.
Sushi Kushi, the number 4 and the letter U.
Yes. It is so delicious. We
get
literally,
the Andrew
we stayed,
sushi.
Andrew was delicious, and their ramen.
Oh
we
my
got
God.
Kimchi,
yeah.
The kimchi soup, and
this
we got, what was the other one?
Asahi. I don't know the pronunciation. And then we also got miso.
To be honest, I liked the first day soup better. I liked the
kimchi.
The miso was good?
The thing is, because I actually ate it properly.
Did
the first
you?
Day, I was just, like, eating the noodles and the stuff on top. You gotta drink and eat.
That's
the immersive experience. I shoved that shit down in, like, 2 minutes,
really
bro.
We did. We should have got maybe another bowl of miso. Because the thing is, ready? We literally, we stayed in Illinois for a week. We were there for a week. And we went out to eat there twice.
Yeah, literally the first day, just because it was closed.
The first day and the last day, because we were like, we have to eat again.
Mm-hmm,
like, we
mm-hmm,
had
mm-hmm.
to. So the thing is, the first day, well, ready? Let's tell you overall what the trip was. So actually, this trip to Illinois was our first trip ever.
Out of state.
Yeah, we want to travel, but like, we...
Never have.
I mean, the thing is, respectively, like, we each had our own difficulties in our households. Like, money was also a problem. We had strict parents on either side. It's like, there were a lot of factors.
Lots of factors. Moral of the story, we went.
Yes.
We went.
What?
To Illinois.
We went to Illinois. It was actually super convenient because we actually went with one of our friends because it was, like, a work trip. So, all we needed to pay for was the plane ticket, and we actually got the hotel free. I mean, we all had to, like,
we got the hotel, the rental
in,
car.
Yeah. All of that, like, paid for by our friend's company.
Mm-hmm.
Which was very convenient.
It was delicious.
But whatchamacallit, so literally was that. So, we went, and there was this place, like, Zurich in Illinois. So... It was our first plane ride. I don't know if there's anything that you want to say about the plane.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. First off, I thought planes would be bigger. I was a little underwhelmed by the amount of people that actually fit. I thought it would be huge.
Well, I mean, it depends on the plane and it's like how many. The thing is, yeah, it's... I mean, what? Actually, the thing is, on our way there, the plane was actually packed. Thankfully, we managed to sit next to each other. I think
mm-hmm.
we bought it like that. Like,
we did.
Next to each other. I got the window... You gave me the window seat, thankfully. Or thank you. And it was our first time on a plane. Actually, it was my second time. But, like, the first time...
You were
time,
an infant the first
I
time.
I was, so I really don't count that. But it was kind of weird. I mean, my ears popped. You know, that whole sensation was weird. But it was literally, like, a 4 hour trip. I don't even remember how long we were there.
Either. I slept for most of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I literally slept for
the hum of the 90% of the trip.
Yeah, we were literally sleeping on each other and then done. And we got there. I mean, I feel like I got some nice, you know, window pictures. It was all cute. Mm-hmm. It was all nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we also, when we got to the airport, we got, like, kind of lost with baggage claim because yeah. I don't know why. We thought it was somewhere and then we had to walk back. It's not
where it was.
That airport was huge.
Enormous.
It was so, so huge.
I think it's the O'Hare.
It was the O'Hare.
It's a really big one. I think it's an international one.
Probably.
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe. I think it's O'Hare International.
Well, okay, so it was. So that's that. I mean, nothing really interesting there. I mean, we just went to that. Got the rental car there. I mean, we spent like 1 or 2 hours. Yeah, we went to the hotel. The hotel was nice. That first day, we didn't actually like see anything or go anywhere. We literally just decided that we were going to go eat sushi, mm-hmm. and we found the Sushi Kushi for you.
So the thing, y'all wanted to go to that weird buffet. The good thing I talked you guys out of it.
It wasn't a weird buffet, just, we wanted to go to, like, I guess another place that had sushi, because the thing is, I wanted to eat sushi, and we found a spot, but it was only takeout, and for mm-hmm. some reason, we wanted to go in.
We did.
Because I didn't want to eat at the hotel for some reason. Which is actually strange for us. Generally, we like...
I really want to eat in the hotel. You guys didn't. So I was like, okay, fine.
Well, I mean, you know what? It was all meant to be. Because we found Sushi Kushi for you. Sushi Kushi for you, y'all.
Zero regrets.
Honestly.
If we hadn't done anything else on that trip, I wouldn't have even fucking cared. I would have
been satisfied. Because we literally... What we did is we ordered... me and Babe ordered the kimchi ramen, and then she ordered the acai ramen.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. And we got 4 different, like, sushi rolls. We got an Andrew, we got a lake something, we got a no sé qué, and a no sé cuál. We got 4
I don't know what they were, but Andrew's.
I don't know what it was, but the Andrew was literally, it was like a sushi, and it had tempura on the outside, and it had, like, a bunch of, like, crab meat on the top.
Yeah.
So good.
The thing is, it was too big to fit in your mouth. And you know when sushi's too big.
It's like, you know. Because that's the thing. I don't know if you guys know the etiquette, but sushis are a one bite.
You shove that shit in.
Sushis, you do not. You take the entire sushi. One sushi is supposed to fit into your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That is the proper etiquette. You do not take 2 or 3 bites on sushi.
If it doesn't fit, you shove it in.
As well as with ramen, you're supposed to slurp that shit.
Yes.
That is proper etiquette.
If you're, like, in an actual, like, Asian place, I mean, you know?
If you're, like, in Japan, in China, sure. I mean, I didn't slur, but, girl, I was going ham.
Honestly, if you're going to be disgusted by how I eat, then don't watch me eat.
Then don't watch me eat. I don't care. Because
I'm going to make sweet love to this food.
It was literally so delicious.
I catch myself,
so
I'm like,
It's like,
while I'm
girl.
Eating, I can't help it. I know, yeah, it's like, you should calm down.
Honestly.
Maybe not like it so much.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was that first day. Again, Sushi Kushi for you. I don't know how many times I'm going to say this during
that
this
was
podcast,
good
but it was so amazing.
It was good.
Oh, it was so good. Literally, now that we're back, we're trying to find, like, a nice sushi place.
We
want to go to different sushi bars. I mean, you know what, girl? We're taking our time. It's okay.
We can't do it tomorrow because
we're really slow.
We're gonna get food.
We're really, I mean, girl, there's 3 meals in a day. I mean, we're slow-paced people. Like, I don't know why, like, being back home kind of just
it
makes
really
me feel heavy
me down,
again.
Yeah.
Like you said, it slows us back down. Because I feel as though when we were in Illinois for the week, like, we had to do something every day. It's like, no matter what, we have to do something because we're only here
eat.
For a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, so that was the first day. Then the second day was a pretty slow day too, right? What did we do the second
genuinely,
day?
I don't remember.
No?
Mm-mm.
I know
we went to a park.
Yeah, in the morning.
It was freezing.
Yeah, it was really cold.
I hadn't been on a swing in forever.
I got a nice photo shoot, yeah, and I got went on the swing. I loved it so much because it was so cold, and I had, like, a jacket, like, a hoodie. But the thing is, I took off the hoodie, and I literally had just, like, a tube top on. And although, like, my nipples were hard, like, so it was, like, somewhat cold, like, I felt good.
I was dying.
I felt so good. Like, I don't know what is up with my body. And only at certain levels. Like, I'm sure if it was snowing, like, fuck that shit. I need 10 hoodies. Mm-hmm. But, like, literally, it was just incredibly windy. It was just really, really cold. It was, like, what, 39 degrees out?
40.
Which, 40, which was freezing for us, especially in comparison, because I live in 80s weather.
Mm-hmm.
80s weather. 90s. That's, yeah, 90s, just kidding.
90s, girl.
I live in 90s, hundreds. But whatchamacallit? I don't know. I loved how, like, my body, like, regularly, even though, like, my skin was, like, the thing is, I felt why it was cold, like, I wasn't. And I don't know why, I loved how my body did that in that
I'm moment. Happy for you, because I was fucking dying.
Yeah, I got a cute photo shoot. I was dying
of freezicles.
And then after that, we took our friend to, like,
her job thingy.
Her job thing, or, like, her workshop, whatever. But then something happened where it's, like, it wasn't actually gonna be then, it was gonna be later. So we couldn't actually do anything that day because, like, we dropped her off at, like, 8, but then we had to pick her back up at, like, 9 because then she, like, asked around and, like, the class wasn't until 1. So then, like, 9, 10, 11. Is that the day we went to the H-Mart? No. Did we get boba that day? I don't think so.
Boba day was H-Mart day.
But that wasn't that first day.
It wasn't Wednesday either.
I think that was that second day.
That was Tuesday?
That was the Tuesday.
Hmm.
Yeah, because that Monday, I don't know what we ended up doing that Monday. But we knew we were going to stay local. I don't remember what we ended up doing that Monday.
Me neither.
I probably could look through pictures to see.
No, because at one point we went to Chinatown.
That was, like, on...
Okay, I know for a fact on Wednesday we went to Chicago and didn't do anything else except go to that restaurant.
What restaurant? Oh, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh, I think on Tuesday is when we went to Chinatown. No, on Tuesday,
we went to Chinatown on Tuesday, and on Mondays when we went to H Mart and got boba.
Yeah.
Because Thursday is when we went everywhere.
I changed my outfit 3 times on Monday, because I know that when we went to H Mart... Yeah, because I know when we
went... You did change it 3 times.
I changed into 3 different outfits. Girl, I was like, we need to take advantage of as much photo shoot times and shit as possible. But yeah, so, because in the morning I got a photo shoot, and then I changed into, like, a brown shirt. No, but then we had the class. Because our friend also had an online school. Dude, you misunderstood.
We took her to class. Then the class wasn't until later that day, so we went to pick her up, and then we went to the park. After the park, we took her back to the class. After we took her to the class, we decided to get boba, went to H Mart, went to the park. After the park, we went back to the hotel. And then we went to get her. And then we went out to eat, I don't know where.
No, because on, I think, that was it that Monday or that Tuesday that we went to, I think it's called Millennial Park? And we saw the bean.
Oh my god, was that
which
that
was
day?
The same day as the park, which was the same day as the boba.
Oh my god, we saw the bean that day.
Yes. So we did go all the way to Chicago that day.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, so then we went to Millennium Park.
Yeah, we went to Millennium Park that Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I didn't think so.
Me neither.
This timeline makes no sense.
Honestly.
We have pictures. Pictures could tell us.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we saw the bean.
So yeah, we went to
Don't see what was so amazing about it, but...
I mean, it was the bean. It's a landmark. It's on our...
It's closed, so it was kind of lame.
Yeah, you couldn't get, like, close to it or under it. Like, literally, you had to be at, like, I don't know, 10 yards from it. But I mean, I got a nice picture.
How long is a yard?
I don't know. 3 feet?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then I would say we had to be 20 feet away from it.
20 feet away from it? So 20 divided by 3, 4, 5, 5, 6 yards?
6.
6 yards?
7. 6 and, like, a and 3 fourths.
Okay, well, I mean, I said 10. Because
6 times 3 is 18.
I rounded up. I mean, did you want me to say 7 yards? No, I'm sorry.
I got
yards?
Confused because I didn't know what a yard was. So by feet.
A yard is 3
and
feet.
Now we know what yards are. I just wanted to learn. Oh, I got confused.
You're good.
Because if you say it's 10 kilometers, the fuck is a kilometer?
Okay, that's why I used
I know inches and feet.
The
American
metric system.
Isn't that the American metric system?
Yeah. Inches, yards, feet.
Miles. But how far is a mile? I don't know. You told me 5.
2,580. So, 2,580 feet is a mile.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Did you not know that?
No. How would I know that?
Oh, I didn't.
The education system failed me. I never learned cursive.
I get that.
I never learned math.
We are not disappointed in you. We know it's...
1 + 1 is 7.
The system is... the system is to blame.
Ooh, okay, so that was that day. I have a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, in biology. But ready? So then that was the first day. So I guess we went to go see The Beam that day. I mean, that was another thing, because then our friend freaked out because we went to the parking garage and she freaked out on the way in. It wasn't sketchy. It was fine. It wasn't. It was just a normal parking garage.
But I get it. I actually get a little bit uncomfortable if I'm exploring at night. So
yes, I prefer to explore in the day. But it actually wasn't that dark. Anyway,
she made me more nervous. I know. I was chilling.
Yeah, if you hadn't realized, we cut off ties with this friend. Just
no. She was the toxic one.
No. Yeah, no. But yeah, that was that first day. We went to see The Bean, and then there was this other artifact. We didn't really explore that actual park that much, because, like you said, it was kind of getting dark. It was already, like, 7, 8, and, like, I mean, it wasn't dark out yet, but we didn't want to be walking when it was actually dark out, so we didn't do much. So then that was that, and then we drove back to the hotel. The second day...
Chinatown.
We went to Chinatown.
After we dropped her off at her class, we dropped her off at her class,
and we went straight to Chinatown. It was so busy. It was so weird. The thing is, and of course, like, there's always, like, issues. Like, the moment we got to Chinatown, like, I had to pee.
Oh, my God.
Like,
what is it with our bodies?
And there are no baths. There were no bathrooms in sight. In big cities,
the bathrooms are still closed.
Especially now because of COVID.
Mm-hmm. And only because of COVID. If not, there would have been a bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there were literally no bathrooms. And just, we were walking. We actually got some nice pictures, so I don't mind. But I'm so pissed off at my body, because literally the moment we arrived, like, we parked, and I was like, I have to go pee-pee.
We walked to, like, this Asian Walgreens, and their bathroom was closed.
It was closed. And then, oh, do we want to talk about the experience with the homeless man? Or no?
I mean, you gave someone money.
I did.
Nice. I wouldn't have given him money. I would have bought him food.
I mean,
but he was going to take us somewhere sketchy, so that's creepy.
Yeah,
so, yeah, forget the homeless man. We explored. We got to try Korean corn dogs or fry mozzarella dogs.
I would
dogs.
Actually want to make them.
I think it's called Daebok, the place we went to.
Daebok? Algo así. Yeah.
Daebok? I think it's literally Daebok.
Yeah.
It was apparently a go-to place.
Thinking about it, like, the thing is, we could have just, like, eaten there, because we didn't even actually properly eat, you know what I mean?
No, I wanted to try their corn dog, but they could have actually had, like, some
like, they
yummier
had
food.
Like, I don't know if they could have had ramen, or if they could, like, what they could have had.
I couldn't think. I had to pee.
I know, no, same. Same, and we, like, sat there, and it was, like, I don't know, that was actually, like, a really stressful day, but for me, like, I feel accomplished if I got a cute picture.
And we did.
We did, and
I got
so
a lucky coin that has a dragon. I also got this cute little dragon statue.
We got souvenirs. I got a little bunny statue, because I'm Yara the bunny. Mm-hmm. I got the little bunny one. I'm so envious of you. I'm so envious of the fact that you are Year of the Dragon, because then, like, if I was Year of the Dragon, my obsession with dragons would make sense.
I'm obsessed with dragons.
I know. And it makes sense.
There's literally a question.
Mine doesn't.
What animal would you be if you could be that animal? Something like that. And I would pick dragon. And it's like, what animal would you be if that animal didn't exist? Dragons don't exist, so I would be a dragon. And then what animal would you be if that second animal didn't exist? I would pick unicorn. And then apparently it's like how you perceive yourself, how others perceive you, and how you really are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So dragon, unicorn. I'm a unicorn.
Yeah, damn. I mean, the thing
more
is...
More of the story, I'm obsessed with dragons, and it's justified because I'm the Year of the Dragon.
That's the thing, it's like, I feel as though I like bunnies.
Yeah, but you're not gonna, like, tattoo...
No, but that's the thing, where it's like, I feel as though I'm forcing myself to like bunnies now, because I'm Year
of... It's not force yourself to like bunnies, it's that you have to kin them because you are a bunny.
Yeah.
Done.
I'm Year of the Bunny.
It'd be cool if you were Year of the Snake. You'd be a
I would love... That would be everything... Oh, agreed. My gosh. That would be second best. That would be second best
after,
if I was Year of the
after
Snake.
Dragon?
After Dragon, I would easily, the thing is, I wouldn't even have to settle, I would settle subconsciously for Snake, but I'd just be glad that we didn't have the same thing, and I'd just be so happy as the Snake.
We're gonna go down the list. So it goes Dragon, Snake.
Tiger.
Tiger's cool.
Tiger.
Dragon, Snake, Tiger.
Because
Think of the animal and not of the character.
Not the person.
Because if we thought of character, cow would have been higher up, but I don't want to be a cow. So think of the animal. So yeah, tiger.
Yeah, I feel like then tiger would be up there. I mean, just to say, there's also boar. There's also, what's Hiro? Sheep. He's a sheep.
Oh, that's cute.
Hiro's the sheep.
I really don't want to give Shigure that high of a thing, but
dog, no, not before seahorse, though. Because
dragon went already.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, dragon, snake, tiger.
I think dog.
Not before monkey?
You're right, monkey.
Then there's also pig, there's rat.
Who's pig? You mean boar?
Yeah, sorry, that's what I meant.
Let me tell you, once again, because I'm getting confused, because Rat sucks, but Yuki is definitely high up on that list. So
okay,
now
I'm confusing myself. Okay, so I feel like Bunny, actually, before Dawn.
Oh, where the fuck was Bunny?
Yeah, no, where the fuck
so am I? It goes Tiger... What?
It goes Dragon,
Snake, Tiger,
Bunny, monkey,
Dog. And I would do Sheep, Boar, Cow.
No, Cow would be before Dog.
Cow would be before Dog?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're thinking of Shigure. You like dogs. Not the character, the animal.
Cow would be before... Oh, yeah.
And then, who's left? Rat. There's two more.
I think you already said that. There's 12.
What's... Horse! Rin! Yeah. Oh, girl, she's before Monkey.
It would go Bunny Horse.
Bunny Horse.
Would it go Bunny Horse or would it go Horse Bunny?
Honestly, it would go Horse Bunny, but I didn't want to push the bunny that far.
No, it's okay.
Down.
It would go Horse Bunny. I know. Kay. I know. Fuck! Why horse couldn't bunny, I be monkey, You're the dog. Snake?
We're missing one more. The rooster. Yeah, but rooster's last.
No, Karina. He's not last. He's not last. He's before
who?
No, he's right after Boar.
Boar was the last one.
No.
Was Sheep the last one?
Rat was last one.
No, not Yuki.
Not Yuki. You can't. Okay, we're making
a mistake.
You're right.
Okay. Rat is last.
Rat is literally last. And Dog is second to last.
You're right. Fuck dogs. But you're basing it on Shigure.
No, I like dogs. I wouldn't want to be the dog.
You're telling me you like Boar better than a dog?
I feel as though if I had to be a year, it'd be cooler to be Boar than to be Dog. Right? The thing is, I don't know if
I'm only agreeing 100% because I hate Shigure, but it's because of Shigure, because dogs are cool.
What are you imagining? Because literally what I am imagining to not identify the characters, I'm imagining the Fruits Basket characters in their animal form.
Agreed. The black dog?
The black dog is disgusting looking.
What? I love black labs.
Oh my gosh.
How dare you say
are you imagining a cute ass... Like, Labradoodle? No. Like, I don't know what
the fuck is a Labradoodle?
I have no idea. I just said a breed.
Corgi.
You want to be Year of the Corgi?
Yeah. Corgi Supremacy.
Over Year of the Boar? Or Year of the Rooster?
Baby boars are actually really cute. Rooster, yeah.
You want to be Dog instead of a rooster?
Yeah.
I feel as though, no, you would just...
Rooster, bro. A rooster?
It's a form of chicken.
Oh, yummy. No, roosters last for me.
You'd rather be mouse than rooster?
It's rat.
And you'd rather, yes. rather be rat than rooster?
There's Ratatouille, Yuki, there's so many.
Okay, let me think of a rooster movie. Give me
Please.
A second.
Chicken Run? None of them are roosters.
Ew.
Yeah, rooster loses. I've met roosters. They're not that cool.
Okay. You know what? Agree to disagree. I feel like the top of the list was very defined.
We drifted Chinatown.
So we went to Chinatown. We got some cute
pictures. We went on that cute place with the stairs and the upper walkway
thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just... You know, but I feel like when you travel places, I don't know what I was expecting.
Me neither.
But literally, you just go to see things that you didn't see before.
Yeah, we don't have one of those where we live, so it was nice to see.
And I just love to take pictures, and I just love... I feel as though... I don't know if it adds to who I am, my persona, if I'm more cultured. I don't know what it makes.
You also didn't go anywhere with culture. You went to Illinois.
Agreed. It's like, it's just two states above
Alabama.
No,
but the thing is, what it was fun. That's it. Big cities stress me out so bad, but big cities is where you find different things.
It was really stressful for you, and
Super.
I'm so sorry. Because I also made you drive. I could have driven, and that would have taken off a lot of the pressure.
But I like that control.
Yeah.
So I'm at odds with myself, because I don't want to give up that control, because I know that I can handle it, but I can't handle it.
Do you not think that I can't handle it?
No, I think you can handle it, but since I can handle it, I want that control.
Okay.
But then I really can't handle it.
I mean,
so then
we walked, and we literally, we went to, like, 3 food places?
Yeah, we also got some steamed buns.
We got
some steamed
dumplings.
Dumplings.
That's popular. We saw on TikTok it was a popular shop.
I want soup dumplings, which is what I thought they would give us.
But they didn't. I mean, it was okay. The thing is, I just hated how, like, I felt as though we wanted to leave immediately.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. We got good pictures. Literally, I would have been really bummed out if I didn't take, like, a minute to get... Do you know what actually does piss me off? Is that I feel like I got, like... 5 good pictures of you, and we got, like, just 2 good pictures of me.
And I'm the one obsessed with
don't
pictures.
Don't suck to suck, you're bitch. So annoying. Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
No, it's not.
I did feel rushed. I did.
But it's okay. And that's the thing where it's like, it's a concept because it's an ongoing battle with us where it's like, you just don't want to be anywhere. And I also feel some of that, but it's like, but I do want to go places. So as long as you're not like, oh yeah, no, I hate big cities. I'm never going to big city again. It's like, no, that's not it. It's like, it was overwhelming. It was a lot. So instead of staying there, like normal people would have parked and stayed 5-6 hours. We're only going to stay 1-1.5-2 hours max because mm-hmm. my social calendar, like I expire a lot quicker. Yeah. Which is fine with me.
I feel as long as I didn't have to pee, I could have lasted longer.
I feel as though if I didn't have to pee, I wouldn't have been so okay with you wanting to leave as quickly mm-hmm, as we did. Mm-hmm. But it was okay, because we got a souvenir. We also got our friend a souvenir, because she was actually obsessed with the bean. She really wanted to go see the bean.
I feel like she didn't like the souvenir.
Right? Agreed. I literally got
She got more excited about the fake souvenir. Because we bought these little secret boxes.
Yeah, which
was a
mistake.
And one came with this, like, big-ass purple Buddha, and, like... Sorry, but no, I don't like that. And then one came with, like, this circle ball.
The thing
is,
don't
get
me wrong. I love Buddha. Like, I actually have a Buddha statue.
I do, too, but I don't want that weird
purple
one.
But it was purple, and it was weird, and it was big, and it just, I didn't like it at all.
I had nowhere to put it. Yeah, and then the Dragon Ball Z ball, and then there was something else.
There was...
Oh, the cat teacup something?
Yeah, there was, like, a cat candle holder.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were mystery boxes. We should have known. We literally went into the store, and we saw nothing that... we were interested in.
But
we
the
were
like, mystery oh, they box have mystery was going to be
boxes.
Nice.
Yeah, the mystery boxes was going to have anime merch, for sure. It's
bro,
like,
if anything, I would have died if Deku was in there. Shoto was in there, bro.
The thing is, we should have gone to more shops, because somewhere they were going to have some kind of anime something.
That was the anime shop at Chinatown.
That was
I literally
one?
Googled, like, anime merch or anime shops.
Yeah.
And that one showed up as number one. And I was like, okay. I mean, it did have. They had, like, Dragon Ball Z... They had literally Dragon Ball Z and, like, two Naruto things.
They did. I think they had a Yamato one, like a little statue.
Of who?
Yamato.
From Naruto?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to say,
I did see a Sasuke, I think, but they were ugly anyways.
Yeah, también. Well, I mean, but yeah, that was the second day. We went to Chinatown. We got a little bit of food. I wish we would have sat down and actually ate somewhere, but again, we had to pee. Like, do you know what I actually want to invest in? There are these, like, portable, like... vagina pee or
right
things.
What are you gonna do with that? Urinating in public is illegal.
Okay, I would urinate in the car into a bottle.
You know what, desperate times call for desperate measures, and our bowel movements are insane, so honestly,
right?
Let's do it.
Okay,
you just pee in the bottle and then you throw it out somewhere else.
Because you were giving me some kind of look, but I'm like, I mean, I wouldn't do that in, like,
it is
public,
what it is.
Public, but it's like, literally, I mean, I would try to, like, situate myself in the car and
it
just
is
do it.
What it is, because I have to live my life, and when I get nervous, I have to pee, and
honestly,
because of corona, all the pee-pee places are closed, so
they're
a bitch gotta pee. Oh, sorry.
You're good. No, I've been using the word pee.
No, like, a bitch gotta pee, so.
I'm literally gonna invest in one of those, like, vagina cup peers.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
Like, I literally feel
and
as though...
pee in bottle.
Honestly.
Done.
And it just is... Watch this, like, we'll never take it anywhere, and it's like, fuck!
It's like, it will literally live in the car. What do you mean?
Yeah.
We won't take it
anywhere? You're right.
Why would we need it?
Okay, so I'm glad we know what our next Amazon order is.
We really fucking do. We need one
up.
Of those.
No, honestly.
Question is, should we get two? I don't know if that's something we want to share.
Okay. Since you asked the question, you can pee first. I don't care. We should also have toilet paper in the car, I guess, then.
I feel like we should get our own. I think I should have my own.
Wow. You're not willing to share pee with me?
No.
Okay, fine. We'll get our own. I'll get, like, a different colored one. Mm-hmm. Damn, you're gonna make us spend our own money?
Yes.
Well, damn. Okay, I mean, yeah, I guess sanitation.
I'm like, you're right. Toilet paper.
Yeah.
At least some tissues or something.
Oh, you have tissues.
Question, what do we do with... Mm-hmm. We could just have, like, a little baggie.
Well, I mean, what, like, the paper, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we could, depends on how much we pee. I mean, we could try to, like, shove the paper in the bottle. I can't believe the conversation is going here.
Hmm. The thing is, this is a very weird conversation to be having, but this is serious,
yeah.
And we need to do this.
It
if
is
you're gonna judge
anxiety,
us, fuck you. I have anxiety.
Our anxiety is something else. It really is. Yeah.
You know what? We'll work out the kinks later.
We will. Okay, ready? So then... But
just to finish what we did at the trip. So that was day two.
Yeah, but then the next day, we literally, we went to this restaurant. Yeah, because we literally, the third day, I think, was that Wednesday. We didn't really do much. We just kind of stayed in the area. Yeah. I think we literally went to Panera for breakfast, and then that was it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we took the test that day.
Oh, yeah, we took a test for our friend. Yeah, because we're helping her with her online school.
Yeah, she also had online school that day, yeah. So.
But whatchamacallit, so... We well, I mean, moral of the story, the exciting thing that happened on Wednesday was we went to this restaurant called The Girl and the Goat. Apparently,
it was in Chicago.
It was highly recommended. It was in Chicago. And to be honest, like, when we got in, I was like, well, damn, this... Like, the thing is, because, I don't know, I'm a small town. Mm-hmm. And I feel... I mean, not actually small town, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't go to fancy, expensive-ass fucking restaurants like that. And it was super fancy, and it was super strange. Like, the thing is, you know that the place is strange when the fucking wine menu is, like, three times bigger than the freaking, like, menu. The menu mm-hmm. menu had, like, five things. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the wine menu was, like, three pages long.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like... One, we're gonna drink water, because we driving.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we ordered, like, five different things.
Thank God the waiter lady was nice. Yeah, she was so nice. It.
Yeah, the waitress
person. I feel bad, because waitress, what yeah. the fuck is my mind? I was like, what the fuck is this? And so she literally went through and explained everything, so we got
this is food, these are sides. Because also, what restaurant doesn't organize, like, it's between like, these are main dishes, yeah. this is appetizer, these are vegetable sides. She was like, oh, okay, this is a main dish, skip a few, this is another main dish, skip one down, it's like, that's also a main dish, the one in between is a vegetable, this one's an appetizer, this one's a dessert. It's like, honey, how was I supposed to know all that without your explanations? Like, this is my first and last time here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me some kind of direction.
I mean, the thing is, I don't understand what happened, but I loved either. It. They brought it was... one thing for the middle,
yeah.
and then we all shared it. And then they just kept bringing the courses.
It was
We
it
ended
was
up, like, experience. They brought us, like, I think, like you said, five different courses.
Yeah. And like, I remember we got, like, some blueberry empanadas was one. We got, like, some,
like a charcuterie goat board.
Cheese charcuterie board something, which, like, was also cute.
The shrimpy salad.
We got a shrimp salad. But again, like, it's not like everyone ate their own plate. Like, they literally brought it to the middle of the table.
And then we all had little mini plates.
Yeah, and the three of us just either served ourselves or, like,
just dug in. We just
ate from the middle plate.
Good thinking, like, that one at a confianza.
Time. Yeah.
But let me tell you. I would go again. Honestly, I would go back to Chicago for Girl and the Goat and Sushi Kushi.
Yeah, you liked it?
I loved it.
I mean, I did too.
I really enjoyed their food. I'd like to make it here. It was a strange
experience for me.
Strange, to say the least.
Like, but it was definitely enjoyable. It was a positive. I left, and I was like, that was such an interesting experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Because also, the food was really good.
Mm-hmm.
The food was really yummy.
The meat was
good. Yeah, it was really, really good. Like...
You should have tried one of their cocktails or something. Probably would
have
been good, too.
I should have. Like, I don't... I mean, yeah, I should have. But I don't... I'm the type of person where it's like... I feel as though I could definitely control myself with alcohol. I definitely could.
Just, you can.
I know. Just, I don't know. Like, the thing... More like, ready? Because we're both paranoid. So it's like... We're not both going to drink because one of us has
There's
to drive.
There's always a designated driver.
And that's the thing. If, like... If both of us aren't gonna drink, then I don't want it.
Why not? I'll match your energy.
But you don't.
So we're never gonna drink? I could match your energy unless I'm depressed.
Okay.
Don't hate my depression.
I need you to prove...
Give me a chance.
I need you to prove that to me in a not get
alcohol
setting.
Get alcoholed. How you say drunk.
Okay.
And I'll show you how I'll match you.
Okay. I need...
Don't
I need...
catch me on a day that I'm depressed.
Well, damn, like, when? It's like, on Tuesday at 4 o'clock, I might
like, you
not
didn't
be.
Drink? Damn, tough. So that was Wednesday.
Yes.
Then Thursday...
Tell me, because I don't remember. What happened on Thursday?
Oh!
What?
Nothing.
We didn't do anything on Thursday?
No, yeah, of course. Thursday was when we went to Wisconsin,
okay.
Indiana, and Michigan.
Yes. Wow.
We road tripped to the other three states.
I feel as though that was another highlight of the trip, because I don't know about you guys, but we have bucket list.
I want to go to all 50.
I want to go to all 50 states, and I want to take a picture in front of every sign.
Every single welcome to sign.
Every single welcome sign to every state. Mm-hmm. So literally, we were kind of in northern Illinois. Like, Zurich is kind of pretty north. Like, mm-hmm. the thing is, the Wisconsin border was an hour away. The Indiana border was an hour away.
Hour plus. That one was farther.
Yeah, an hour, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, and the Indiana sign was also an hour away. Because we were, like, in the middle of Indiana.
The thing is, in the border between Illinois and Indiana, the sign that we wanted was farther than if we'd literally gone to Michigan and taken a picture in front of the Michigan to Indiana sign.
Yeah.
That's why we literally went to Michigan, because the Indiana to Illinois was farther.
As well, that's the thing, where it's like, we went to Wisconsin, we went to the Illinois sign, but we were in Illinois, but we went to the border of Wisconsin, we took a picture of the in front of the Wisconsin sign, we went to Indiana, and literally... Well, that's the thing, where it was really funny, because we went to the Wisconsin sign first, and then we went and we picked up our friend, and then we went to the Indiana sign, but we were planning on going to, I don't know where, the GPS had a location, because we, like, Googled it, it's like, where is an Indiana sign, it literally said this location, so we were driving, and I remember we were going down, like, this long, like, two-way
highway
thing. Street thing, yeah. And literally, you were driving, and you were like, oh shit, there's the Michigan one.
So it's like, let's take a picture here.
Yeah, literally, you were like, oh, shoot, like, take a picture. And, like, you drove past it a little bit, and then you were like, shit, what do I do? And I'm like, yeah, make a U-turn. Let's go take a picture in front of the Michigan sign, and then we'll go to the Indiana one. So literally, coming back, you're like, shit, the Indiana one's literally right next to it. So we literally, we pulled over to the side, took a picture in front of the Indiana one, crossed the street, and took a picture in front of the Michigan one.
It was great.
It literally, I loved it so much.
We got the Welcome to Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana. And Michigan. We hit four states.
Yes. Literally.
We didn't see any of, like, their landmarks and shit. We can go back, but...
No, I mean, we'll go back, but we got the picture.
And we were at two places at once. We were literally at Indiana and Michigan at the same exact time.
We were. At one point, our body was split in half.
Yeah.
It was in two locations.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. No, and I love it, because now our next trip is now for my birthday. Mm-hmm. We're going to Georgia. We're going to try to road trip to Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to get some of the adjoining states.
Yes.
Which I think are, like, Alabama, one of the Carolinas.
Louisiana, Florida.
I don't know. I don't want to seem like an ignorant person who doesn't know geometry.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, that happened.
The adjoining ones. And then
on Friday, what happened on Friday?
Friday's when we actually enjoyed Chicago, because our friend had the entire day off. We got to Chicago in the morning.
On Friday! Oh my god, Friday was so amazing!
It was
Friday,
great.
We went there. It was this whole thing, because we parked at, like, we parked at the Trump Tower. Like, the parking lot that they had.
Unbelievably expensive.
Yeah, it was so fucking expensive, but whatever.
We asked an officer where we should park. Why did he tell us the Trump Tower?
Well, I mean, because I guess that was available parking. I don't know, man.
Did we look like we were rich?
I don't know.
Damn.
I mean, we might look, like, white, but it's like, I know I look white, but I'm Latina, man. Like,
yo no tengo dinero.
No tenemos ese dinero. I don't know why you think I come from white people. Estás bien equivocado, señor. But whatchamacallit, so yeah, he told us to park there. I mean, we did whatever. It was like, what, $50 for like 2 minutes. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's like, I lost my entire paycheck. but we literally, we pre-ordered, like, earlier in the week, we went on an architecture tour.
Yeah.
And
architecture cruise thing.
Yeah.
We were on a boat.
It was on the Chicago lakefront, and then we literally went into, like, Michigan.
Yeah.
Like, we went in, and the thing is, I mean, it was just, like, a guy, and we were literally just talking about the architecture, but, I mean, I just loved, like, just going, and it was, like, leisure, and it was calm, and it was fine.
It was really, really nice.
It was really nice. The only thing, it was freaking freezing, and our friend forgot...
To
take a jacket. Because when we were in the parking garage, we were like, hey, it's not that cold, like, it's fine.
It's kind of hot, yeah.
But literally, like, on the lakefront, and, like, in Lake Michigan, like, it was so cold.
Unbelievably.
So cold. But, I mean, I was loving it.
It was really
nice. I honestly, that's, like, one of my favorite parts of the trip.
It sucks because I wanted to record it, but I also wanted to experience it. So I was kind of, like, recording but then stopping.
What I find that I do is, I mean, same. There's a lot of snippets for me as well. I took, like, more pictures than anything. Mm-hmm. But I don't look at what I'm recording.
Oh,
if that makes sense. I do that. And sometimes the recording doesn't come out as good. Or sometimes, like, I actually focus on the recording for a second. But I find that I'm not recording the entire time. I am 100% living in the moment. But I will take, like, a second and just, like, to remember, you know
what I mean? Yeah, yeah, so that in the Snapchat memories, it'll come back. That,
I love those Snapchat memories so much.
And that's literally why, like, I'm going to record, because I want, in a year, Snapchat memories, this is where I was.
It's like, I was on that cruise right now a year ago.
And then after that, we got off on the boat, and we got lost.
Yes,
when I tell you, it took us an hour to find where the fuck, the car was, like, 2 minutes away from the boat. It took us an hour to find that fucking car.
Because I don't know what happened, but we got lost.
I don't know what the fuck happened.
The thing is, and I was so annoyed because
it was a long walk. And but she wanted her jacket.
Yeah.
It was a whole mess.
But the thing is, halfway through, I even gave her my jacket. And I was like, girl.
But at that point, she was not going to make it.
I know. True.
I get it. Because the thing is, we'd had a reservation an hour later at the 360 building.
Yes. We did.
And we were going to miss it, which technically we had, but thankfully they didn't actually check times.
Yeah, something happened. No, it's not that they don't check times, but the thing is, I guess they're used to having, like, long lines there. Mm-hmm. So you pay for a specific time. Like, you're supposed to arrive at that time, and, like, you were going to wait an hour or an hour and a half before you actually got into the building. Mm. But because, I guess, COVID and everything, like, we literally waited, like, 5 minutes, six
it was
minutes.
Nothing,
like,
yeah.
We walked through the line, and then we were in there.
It's insane that they only let people up as people come down, and we took a really long time up there. They didn't limit how much time we could spend.
They really did.
But I guess after a bit, you're kind of bored, and you come down.
I mean, yeah.
Which is why it moves along.
Yeah.
But yeah, it took us forever to find the car. When we found the car, we made it to... Then we parked at the actual 360 building.
Yes, we did.
And that was nice. They took us up this elevator. It went super fast because my ears popped.
Literally, like, I experienced an airplane all over again.
Yeah,
I don't know why the elevator went so fast. We were all the way, I think, at level 94 of the building. It was, like, floor 94.
Was it? I don't know.
I think I saw, based on the elevator thing, it was, like, 94. We literally went on the whole tilt thing, where they, like, push you, like, off the building. Like,
the thing is, I was a dumbass, because I cannot carry my weight for as long.
I was, like, keeping the push-up, but that's the longest plank I've ever done in my life.
So the pictures they took of us came out horrible, because I was, like, sticking my butt out in, like, Hunchback of Notre Dame, and, like, trying to look but not look.
Yeah.
But that was really fun. It was really fun because we got to see everything.
I actually got my keychains there. Oh, because that's the thing. Me, for every state that we visit, I get a keychain. Mm. And you, for every state that we're going to visit,
I want to get those little mini Starbucks been there location cups.
Yeah, the little mini mugs.
The minis.
Which I find
nobody
funny.
Has.
Nobody had them.
I had to get two of them online, which
it's
sucks.
It's okay. Girl, nobody knows that.
I called so many Targets, so many Starbucks, and they were like, yeah, we don't have that one. One place had one of the big ones, but I want the small ones.
Yeah, it's like, where are we going to put 50 of the huge-ass mugs?
Honestly, but I can find a place to put 50 of the small ones.
Yeah.
So far, I should have 5, I only have 3.
Yeah, I should have more, but I don't. I literally only have the Illinois one.
Yeah.
I haven't got the Michigan, the Indiana.
That sucks because you're supposed to buy it there. But don't nobody know that we did it.
Nobody gotta know. It's okay. I got the picture.
Don't judge me,
bitch. I got all the evidence I need.
And then that was our last day.
Yeah, and then on Saturday.
Well, Friday we came back and ate at Sushi Kushi for the last time.
Yes, we did. And we got four more sushis.
Got Andrew again.
Some miso soup. And it's like, we literally made it right on time. Like, I think they were going to close at 10, and we arrived at, like, 9:20, and we were like, we want some food!
I shoved it down to not leave them.
Me too. I loved it, but yeah, I definitely, like, I should have enjoyed that more.
We could have taken it to go.
Well, I mean, it's okay. I mean, I
No, zero regrets.
I mean,
like, it went down heavy, and I had to poop, yes, but
But, girl, it
zero
was all
regrets.
Worth it.
And then Saturday, we woke up, got on our plane. Oh, well,
we actually went to
HMAR. Mm-hmm. And bought some milks. I didn't realize you can't have liquids on your carry-on because they stole them from us.
I was literally taking them and they were like, yeah, no, I had two waters and like banana milk and strawberry milk.
I love Asian banana milk.
They
took it away.
We just need to find another Asian
store.
There
isn't an Asian store that sells it here.
I know.
I will drive to wherever I have to drive. Just give me the milk.
We just need to find, like, I literally feel like we should go to all the Asian stores in the area because we've never looked for that.
I know. What are we doing tomorrow? We have such busy lives coming up. But
what are we doing tomorrow?
You wanted to go to the fair tomorrow.
We could go.
We'll go to the fair. Fair. We can save the Asian hunting for another day.
Okay, yeah.
But we're going to do that. And then, Saturday we woke up, caught our flight, and made it home safe.
We did. And that was our trip to Illinois.
That was our first ever out-of-state trip, and I cannot wait to do it again.
Yeah?
I can't wait.
I'm so happy that that's the attitude that you have.
I mean, it wrecked me,
Yeah, I feel like it took me a few days to recover, but it's okay.
So much time. I feel like I'm low-key still in recovery.
As long as we understand that just there's going to be a recovery period, but it's fine. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
No, but I'm actually really excited because actually I don't know if we're going to go to Georgia for my birthday or if we're going to go sooner.
No, because I want to get tattoos, so I think we're going to go to Georgia for your birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get the tattoos first?
Yeah.
So we need to get those soon.
Soon.
Because literally we're going to Georgia in like 3 weeks.
Ah, don't say that. You're giving me anxiety.
Why? Don't be excited, not anxious. Excited, not anxious. This excited, not anxious. This is the
same thing. I'm sure there's a little hint of
positivity in here.
Yeah, it's not all negative. I just feel yucky.
But yeah, guys, that was kind of today's podcast. Hopefully you guys found it interesting. Let us know if you guys want to give more details. I could literally, like, the thing is, I'm a really good storyteller. I make it last hours.
She really do.
I make it last hours. I'll tell you all the details you didn't even want to know. I was going to talk about my constipation on the trip. Mm-hmm. I kept it to myself.
I did a couple poo-poos while we were there. They kept not giving us toilet paper.
That's the hotel situation, which I just feel some type of way. Because it's three people in one hotel room. But whatever. You know what? You guys, thanks so much for tuning in today.
Yes.
And we'll see you when we see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.